We fall into a wild, warm kiss. We're
both. It's time now for Del Norte Warrior Basketball. And Del Norte Warrior Basketball is brought to you by Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Glass, Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, Eco Nutrients, Elk Valley Casino, Ingle Marine Supply, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Leshwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, More Johnny, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and Hiuchi Hamlet. And now, with the pregame show, here's John.
It's a new season for the Del Norte High girls basketball team as the Warriors open the first round of the North Coast Section Division IV playoffs against a very familiar foe, the Fortuna Huskies. Hi, I'm John Pritchett. Mad Dog John Horner joins us tonight. Mark is running things back at the KPOD World Headquarters. And welcome to the Western Valley Insurance Warrior pregame show. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes the difference in downtown Crescent City. Mad Dog, both these teams started great, but struggled once the Big Five conference season started. Now, a cynic might suggest that neither of these teams deserve to be playoff participants, but you, sir, you disagree.
Why, yes, John, I do disagree. The Big Five in recent years have fared well in the girls' North Coast Section playoffs and have proven that it's one of the top girls' leagues in the North Coast. This fourth and fifth place team met in the championship in the Fort Bragg tournament at the end of December, which at that time we knew this league was going to be special. And then the HDN flexed their muscles as the Loggers and the Tigers fared very well down in the Bay Area non-conference action. With all that being said, it's an HDN showdown tonight here at Tunin Gymnasium. It's the 7th seed. It's the 10th seed in the North Coast Section playoffs. You got to love it, John.
We'll be back in a few moments with a preview of tonight's game after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior High School pregame show, brought to you by Western Valley Insurance, located in downtown Crescent City. We'll be back with John and John with the pregame show coming up next, right after this. In this ever-changing business environment, it's refreshing to have an insurance agent that's local. At Western Valley Insurance, the team prides themselves in being part of our community, and they appreciate it when you choose to do business with them. If you're considering a change or would like to discuss business or workers' comp insurance, please call Robin, Regina, or Kendra. They'll put their experience and knowledge into providing you with a competitive quote that actually fits your needs. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes a difference. Call 707-465-5999.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, and Eco Nutrients.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's time to get back to the pregame show, brought to you by Western Valley Insurance, proud to serve our community's insurance needs. They believe that teamwork makes the difference. Go Warriors! And now, with the pregame show, here's John.
Welcome back to the Western Valley Insurance pregame show tonight from Tunin Gymnasium as playoff basketball returns to Del Norte High. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. If you're looking for a date night, come on down to Tunin Gymnasium and watch the Warriors and the Huskies. This has been a season in three acts for Del Norte. The curtain rose on a Warrior team that started 12-2 against non-conference foes, including an easy win over Fortuna, the first of three meetings for these two teams so far this season. The second act began in that Fortuna game when Del Norte's leading scorer, Brooklyn Carter, suffered a season-ending knee injury. After that, it took the Warriors several conference games to find their footing as Coach Dylan Nelson tried to sew and stitch his team's mojo and confidence back together. Act three saw Del Norte find a new rhythm as Jacqueline Gorbett, Cynthia Steinruck, and Anisha Batega stepped up in the second half of the conference season. Frankly, I think Nelson, a first-year coach, has handled himself well keeping this team moving forward. Batega has been nothing shy of sensational the past three games, the final three games of the regular season. The senior seemed to lose some confidence in not only her outside shooting, but also her ball handling in the early part of the season. But that changed in the last three games where Batega averaged more than 11 points a game and handled all types of pressure with poise. So, Del Norte finished the regular season with a 2-6 Big 5 conference record, 15-9 overall. Fortuna went winless against Big 5 foes and was 13-12 overall. But as Bad Dog mentioned, the Big 5 is a powerhouse outfit this season, as not only did all teams qualify for the postseason, but all but Fortuna earned first-round home games. Fortuna began its season winning 11 of its first 15 games. The conference season was a struggle for the Huskies, as Fortuna was unable to get much offense going against Big 5 conference defenses. Fortuna only scored on average 32 points against the Big 5 foes. Against Del Norte, the Warriors won the non-conference contest. Real quick, here we go. And handling the starting lineup tonight is our own John Horner.
And now, the starting lineup for the visiting Fortuna Huskies. Junior, number one, Mariah Bravo. Senior, number two, Allie Cox. Junior, number five, Kaylee Chittenden. Senior, number 11, Melissa Miles. Junior, number 15, Emily Saver. And now for your Del Norte Warriors, junior, number two, Chloe Smith. Senior, number 12, Anissa Batega. Senior, number 22, Jacqueline Gorbett. Junior, number 34, Cynthia Steinruck. And junior, number 35, Lauren Duke. And singing the national anthem today will be Del Norte High student, Layla Sedgwick.
Mad Dog John Horner handling the play-by or the PA work
Pulled
tonight.
Them both off there, John.
That's a great job.
Oof.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner.
Who is the right and right star?
Mad Dog, who was that singing?
Layla Sedgwick.
Did a fine job.
Excellent job. We got some good ones around here.
Keys tonight for Del Norte. As the coach said, confident but not overconfident for Fortuna. Coach Tom Chapman said, have to make open shots. Something that just has escaped the Huskies at time this season.
When I talked to Tom a little bit before the game, he said he's going to mix it up a little bit. In the past, he's tried to pressure the Warriors, especially down in Fort Bragg, and the first time they met in the league, is he tried to pressure them a little bit. He's going to sit back a little bit here, get back on defense, and force Del Norte to try to score in a half-court set. Without Brooklyn Carter on the floor, it's definitely a tougher matchup for the Warriors when it comes to the scoring side. Anise is going to have to find a way to get open beyond the arc, and Gorbett and Stoots are going to have to own the paint. We're going to have to get production in the paint and scoring, and I think that's going to be a big key for the Warriors tonight.
Warriors in their white uniforms with the gold trim, gold numbers, Fortuna in the blue with the white numbers, and the opening tip is won by the Warriors. Chloe Smith with the ball on the left side of the court.
Man-to-man defense for Fortuna to start with.
Smith tried to get it inside. First turnover of the night leads to a layup by the Huskies. Missed, and the Warriors come down with the rebound. Pass into the corner to Bottega. She'll take the long two. It looks good. Is good. Anisha Bottega still hot. And the Warriors jump to a 2-0 lead.
The Warriors sharp shooting. You got to love it. She's got to be hot all night.
Miles has the ball far side in the corner. They're going to play it. Looks pitch and catch inside. Stolen by the Warriors. Smith will bring the ball down court. Through the center circle. To the right side of the court. Gives it over. Three-point shot on the way. No good. Rebounded by Stoots. She'll put up the hook shot. Misses. Gets her own rebound and scores.
There it is right there. Stoots, couple big rebounds right there, putting it back up with confidence.
Stoots has averaged 10.5 points a game in the two conference games against Fortuna. Three-point shot on the way. High arcing bank shot by Kittredin goes down.
Bring the rain on that one. Soft off the glass. That was pretty.
Smith with the ball. Gives it over to Jacqueline. Inside the Stoots. Pretty pass. And an easy basket for the Warriors, who jump to a 6-3 lead. Inside and then kicked out. Three-point shot on the way. No good. But Fortuna comes up with it. But Del Norte comes up with a steal. That is Gorbett. She fires over to Bottega, and her three-pointer is nothing but money.
Talking to Tom before the game, she does a very good job of moving without the ball to get open.
Where the ball is Bravo. She'll kick it out to Cox. Now back inside to Bravo. Ball is tipped out of bounds, and it will be Fortuna's ball.
Warriors more of that 2-3 defense here this conference time, especially without the extra wheels of Brooklyn Carter, have really settled in and done a good job in that 2-3.
9-3, Warriors in front on the City Coast Hospital scoreboard, but banging in the 15-footer is Emily Savers.
Smooth stroke by the big girl.
Tega with the ball, goes baseline, gets it inside to Gorbett. She'll put it up off the glass and in. And this has been an offensive clinic by Del Norte here to start the first quarter, 11-5. 5:27 to go here in the opening stanza. Three-point shot by Miles. Way short, and Gorbett comes down with a rebound, but loses the handle. And we will have a foul on Gorbett. First foul of the night against either team.
Good hustle, loose ball foul there.
Allie Cox will inbound for the Huskies. She'll launch it out to Bravo. Bravo will drive, get in the paint, put it up. Her shot comes up way short and rebounded by Del Norte. Tried to get the ball inside, and Del Norte loses the handle. Bottega almost comes up with a steal. Instead, it will be the Huskies will set up their offensive set as Bravo steps inside the three-point line and makes the long two. And it's 11-7. Both these teams coming out
shooting well.
Yes. Smith with the ball. Works her way to the far side. Now reverses direction. Now she drives. Gets it inside. Then kicked back out. Gorbett's three-pointer is short. That's not her range. And rebounded by Fortuna. Pass to the far side to Bravo. She hands it out, and they're going to work it around. Sabres with it into the corner to Bravo. Bravo tries to drive. Kicks it to near side corner. That is Chittenden. Her shot is no good. And rebounded by Del North. To Bottega. She'll launch a three. Looks good. Just no good. But there is Stutes with the rebound and puts it in. Stutes has six of Del North's 13. It's 7. It's 13-7.
8 points of the 13 in the paint for the Warriors.
Cox drives. Gets it to Chittenden. Her shot is no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. That's Gorbett down the right side. Fortuna does a good job and then get back. Now to Bottega. Bottega goes around the screen, tries to drive, picks up her dribble, and they say she traveled. Coming in will be Geraldine Villavazio for the Huskies, who trail 13-7 on the Central Coast Hospital scoreboard, just past the halfway point here in the first quarter. And a double dribble is called on Allie Cox.
Kind of an unforced turnover there for Fortuna. Anissa was applying pressure, but not that much.
Chloe Smith, the junior, averaging 4.6 points a game, gives it over to Bottega. Bottega gets a screen from Stutes, weaves her way, and then finds a wide open Jacqueline Gorbett.
Oh, serving dinner tonight, Bottega is.
Bottega,
what a dish.
She is butter because she's on a roll. Ball is kicked by Del North, and so that will give the Huskies a new shot clock, and they'll have the ball inbounding underneath their own basket from the right side. Not a huge crowd here tonight. Especially
the fourth time they've played. Maybe the crew's getting tired of watching this.
Miles with it.
These more people are listening, John.
Long three-pointer hits the glass. No good. Stutes goes strong and pulls down the rebound for the Warriors. Bottega will bring the ball up court right through the middle of the center circle. Man-to-man defense by the Huskies. Bottega gets a screen, goes baseline, puts it up. No. Ball is tipped out of bounds off the Warriors.
Not a bad drive by Anissa, just a little too firm on the baseline floater.
Tatiana Olsen comes in for Fortuna. Warriors leading 15-7, 2:43 left. Winner will play most likely on Saturday, and most likely in San Francisco against University, the number two seed in the division. Fortuna gets the ball inside, then they have to kick it back out. Three-point shot goes up. Gorbett comes down with a rebound, just wanted it more. Gorbett weaving her way now to the right side, puts it up, but it does not drop. Battle for it, and it's going to be Fortuna's ball.
Good hustles on both sides of the floor.
Both these teams playing at a much higher caliber than we've seen most of the season, at least in the opening quarter, as both teams have been kind of slow starters. Fortuna working the ball around, trying to find the open shot inside now, and then kicks back out to Cox. 10 on the shot clock. Over to Miles. She'll take the three, misses, and Bottega comes down with a rebound. She'll be patient, brings the ball up court, fires over far side, now inside to Stutes. Stutes goes baseline, reverse layup, it does not go. And rebounded by the Huskies. Still 15-7, Del North in front. Cox with it, now to Bravo, back to Cox, she'll line it up, launch the three, no good. Offensive rebound by Fortuna, and traveling, called on Mariah Bravo. Coming in for Del North will be Brianne Winningham. And Stutes will come out. Winningham, a senior, averaging 3.1 points a game. Maybe a slightly better rebounder than Stutes, but not quite the offensive force of the junior. Smith with the ball, gets it to Bottega, right in front of the Fortuna bench. Gets it over to Steinruck, and now far side. Gorbett, three-point shot, no good, and rebounded by the Huskies. That's Olsen. Cross-court passes, intercepted by Del North.
Sensei.
And she, speaking of unforced errors, She kind of lost the handle for a second, grabbed it, and then started dribbling again.
She's not one of the best dribblers on the squad, and she knew she made a mistake there.
Just under a minute to go. Warriors leading by 8 on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Into the far side corner is Bravo for Fortuna. Ball is tipped away by Del Norte. Tipped again, but eventually Aguilar Arce tracks it down. Inside, shot goes up, no good. Battle for it. Warriors come down with it. Del Norte has done an outstanding job of limiting the Huskies to just one shot, but there's a turnover by Del Norte. They kick it out. They give it over to Cox into the far side corner. That's Aguilar Arce. Down to 15 on the shot clock, 20 on the game clock. Drive by Cox. Inside, foul will be called on Del Norte prior to the shot with 13.9 seconds, and Gorbett just picked up her second foul.
That'll be a quick pull with 13 seconds left for sure. Koifaw comes in.
McQuillan checks in. Allie Cox will inbound for the Huskies. Del Norte leading by 8. Looking. They kick it way outside. Shot goes up by Olsen. Misses. Rebounded by Del Norte. 8 seconds to go. Fast break. Steinruck gets bumped prior to the shot, so the Warriors will have 5.3 seconds to run an inbound play and get a good shot off. Talk about a momentum boost.
Draw up a good one right here.
They get it in. They hand it off. Smith gets it to Bottega. Time running out. She gets the three-point shot off in time, but it hits the back iron and bounces off.
Oof.
Lauren Stutz has 6. Nisha Bottega has 5, and the Warriors lead 15-7. We'll be back with the second quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Elk Valley Casino, England Marine Supply, H&R Block, and Hambro WSG.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, and More John Inc.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to Tunum Gymnasium. Warriors leading 15-7. Stop laughing at the fact I used a sippy cup.
I was unaware that you used a sippy cup, John.
Granddaughter's here, and I needed a drink of water. We have some scores already in.
McKinleyville played Branson down in McKinleyville tonight. The McKinleyville Panthers won 40-28. Branson Bulls are a good team, too.
And Arcata had already won as Initio Valley forfeited the game. Shot goes up by Mariah Bravo, and she nails the two-pointer, and it's 15-9. Warriors with the ball. Smith at the top of the key. She'll launch the three. Too strong. Battle for it. Bottega comes up with it. She goes to the floor, and Coach Dylan Nelson of Del Norte calls a quick timeout. Unless that gives us a chance to say hello to some Sportscaster Club members.
Our Sportscaster Club members include: the pregame was brought to you by Western Valley Insurance. The scoreboard's brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital. Halftime show will be brought to you by Hiuchi Hamlet. Warrior of the Week and Player of the Game by McDonald's. And our legendary Sportscasters Club members include H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Ambrose WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. And Del Norte Tire. The Barn family says our roots are here, not just our branches.
15-9 our score, 7:32 left here in the first half. You'll want to stay tuned for the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report. We're going to be talking about wrestling.
Ooh, wow. They just unbelievable.
Wow. What a season for Del Norte, and it's not over yet.
Welcome to the big show.
Chads have been building a
dynasty.
A machine.
Finally got that NCS duel off their back.
Yeah.
after finishing 4 years second place to Ukiah.
And they had to beat Ukiah to win the championship.
Yes, they did.
But we're going to be talking about the humble Delmarte League title here at halftime. Slight delay as suddenly the clock reads 16 seconds. I believe it was 7:28, if memory, 7:32. Good enough.
Sounds great.
And
a reset of a shot clock?
Yep.
Ooh, they're saying not a reset of the shot clock as there wasn't a new possession.
Right, 16 seconds. Now we're all set. Smith to inbound, try to get it inside to Willingham. They do. They'll work it around, and now Delmarte will reset. And Steinruck picks up her dribble, gets it inside, and
Willingham off her foot out to Anita.
Not the usual pass, and the shot clock goes off. A unproductive possession for Delmarte. The Warriors have been stuck on 15 for about the past 3 or 4 minutes. Fortuna with the ball, trailing by 6. They pass it around, get it inside, then it goes back outside. And that's something that coaches wanted from Fortuna, and that was to be patient. Shot goes up, and it's a three-pointer by Sabina Aguilar Arce.
That was a nice jumper right there from the three-point line.
Delmarte's eight-point lead is down to 3 with 6:45 left here in the first half. Smith gets into the paint, puts up the runner with the right hand. She is fouled, and she will go to the free throw line and shoot 2 free throws.
Coach Tom Chapman's like, you can't let somebody just get all the way to the basket in the middle of the floor.
Olsen picks up the foul. Smith goes to the line for 2, a 51% shooter this season. Misses the first. Stutes comes back in for the Warriors, and Willingham goes out.
This is a good break for Stutes.
Here comes the senior. Junior second shot. That one is good. First free throw of the night for either team. Delmarte stretches the lead back out to 4, 16-12. Ball tipped out of bounds by the Warriors.
I like the energy out on the perimeter. Chloe Smith, Sinte Steinruck, Anissa in the passing lane, disrupting a lot of what Fortuna wants to do right now.
Bravo with the ball. Gets it over to Chittenden. Now inside, back out. Far side now to Bravo. She'll launch the 3. Misses everything. And Huskies did a great job as the ball is going out of bounds, throwing it off Bottega.
Anissa's shaking her head. Yep, you got me on that one. Anissa probably should have grabbed that
she
one.
She should have grabbed it, yep. 3-point shot on the way, no good. Rebounded by Delmarte. That's Steinruck. Gives it over, losing the handle briefly, and then gets it back to Steinruck. Far side, that's Smith. She'll drive baseline. Her shot is blocked. And then Smith commits a foul. Yep, not the type of foul you want all the way at the far end of the basketball court. Coming into the game for Delmarte is Bliss Blackburn, who has missed a couple games toward the end of the season. She was troubled by that bug that went around and hit everybody, it seemed like. Team reserve for the Warriors back in action. Fortuna gets the ball inside, kicks it outside now. Back in, back out. Nice ball movement by the Huskies. Almost throws it away, but Stutes comes up with it. Nice job by Stutes. But then, stepping out of bounds is McQuillan.
Got to have a left hand there. She tried to go back right. Ended up going on the baseline. She would have turned back to her left. She had wide open.
Bravo to inbound. Finds a wide open Chittenden. Her three-pointer is no good.
Steinruck with another rebound.
Bottega will bring the ball up court. Past the half-court line. Driving down the left side. She stops and pops. Puts it in and out. No good. And rebounded by Fortuna. Huskies are going to fast break into the far side corner, then back out. Wide open three-pointer on the way. No good. And Fortuna comes up with the loose ball. They'll kick it out. Villavallezo. Her shot is no good. And eventually, Delmarte is able to track down the ball on the floor.
A little floppy here, John.
Far side, that's Blackburn. Ooh. She'll launch the 3. It doesn't bank, but there she is getting her own rebound, but misses. And then McQuillan misses a cripple as well. 3 wide open shots, none of them fall for Delmarte as The Warriors lead 16-12 with 4:45 to go here in the second quarter. Pass inside, no good, and Stutes with a rebound. Bottega will bring the ball up court. Warriors with just 1 point so far this quarter, and another unforced error as an errant pass goes out of bounds. Whittingham comes back in for Del Norte, and McQuillan will go out, and Chloe Smith also comes back in.
We do have an update. South Fork beat Calistoga. That was an upset, the 9-8 seed in the girls' side of the division. So congratulations to South Fork. In case you didn't know. So.
I did not know. Should have done with the ball on the far side. Gets it inside. They're going to work it back out. Now around the horn. Del Norte in that packed in 2-3 zone. And another unforced error this time by Fortuna as traveling is called.
It was a pretty clean game for a while, John, but the last 4 minutes has been a little sloppy on both ends. Nobody can make a basket and a lot of turnovers.
Del Norte led 15-7 as Bottega will shoot and miss.
He can't get it.
But there's Whittingham with the offensive rebound. Chiefs tied up. Actually just has the ball. Yep, they're going to say jump ball, and it will be Warriors possession.
Man, it's scrappy out there.
Del Norte led 15-7 with about 3 minutes left in the first quarter. So in the last 7 minutes, the Warriors have scored 1 point. And the ball goes off the hands of Steinrock, out of bounds.
Got to catch the ball.
Cox will bring the ball up court for the Huskies. Warriors up by four. We're past the halfway point of the second quarter. Inside and then back out. Cox with it. Now inside. One dribble. Stutes. And Stutes was, you got it absolutely right, Mad Dog. Stutes got caught leaning rather than just staying straight up. Foul is called on the junior, her first one of the night.
The pressure needs to come from the lower half there, not the top. It was pretty obvious when you started leaning like that.
Villa Viseo will shoot two. First one's up. First one's good.
How many fouls is that on Stutes now?
Stutes just has one. Gorbett has two. Smith has one. And Olsen has the only foul for Fortuna.
I think it's a great job by Coach Nelson as she makes the second. Great job by Coach Nelson leaving Gorbett on the bench, making sure she doesn't pick up that third. And just kind of weather the storm here.
16-14. Warriors in front. As they've really had trouble here in the second quarter, both with turnovers and with shooting, as Bottega falls down, but they're picking up the ball. The loose ball is Whittingham. She shoots, misses, but fouled, and will get two free throws for her efforts.
Stutes fumbled that pass from Anissa. Steinrich fumbled a couple. Coy's fumbled a couple. Warriors just got to settle down a little bit. Playing a little bit too quick.
Senior goes to the line. The left-hander puts it up, and a little bit too strong. Whittingham just 31% from the free throw line this season. Here comes the second one. It's up, and that one is perfect. Dillner stretches the lead back out to three, 17-14 on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Cox with the ball. As they work their way around, Fortuna will launch the three from the top of the key, misses the rim, and Del Norte comes up with it. Steinruck's pass to Bottega. Bottega finds a high side pass, and then ball goes to Whittingham, and she is fouled and will go to the line for two more.
A great three-man break right there. As they found the open, which was Chloe, the defender had to jump that way, and Chloe made a great pass to Whittingham. Great transition basketball right there.
Whittingham was 1-for-2 at the line just moments ago.
Oh.
Leaves that one woefully short. And
looks like Pritchett still shooting free throws. You've been working on your free throws?
Actually, I have been using a never mind. And they're still terrible. Here comes the second one by Whittingham. That one is good.
Whittingham's shot looks a little better than yours, John.
I could probably get it up to 50%. 18-14 our score, just under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Winner advances, loser goes home here in the North Coast Section Division 4 opening round playoff. Fortuna with the ball. Down to 12 to shoot. with the ball is Cox. She gives it over to Miles. Now back to Cox. She drives, puts up the runner, and the 12-footer misses. Rebounded by Winningham. And Steinreich ends up giving the ball over to Bottega. Bottega across the center circle. Dribbling with her left hand right in front of the Fortuna bench. Tries to go baseline, gets cut off. Gets cut off again, and it will be Delnorth's ball as the ball disappears from the gym. Goes out the open door.
Hopefully it comes back knowing how to find the basket.
Coach Chapman of Fortuna goes out
and
gets it for everybody. Smith to inbound for the Warriors. And eventually it goes to Bottega. Bottega drives. Her shot is tracked down by Stoops, who hands it over to Steinreich. She'll take the shot, misses everything, and saved. And there is Stoops with maybe her longest shot of the year. 15-footer goes in.
Ain't no thing right there, John. Just pull the trigger.
20-14 with 2 minutes left in the first half. Warriors in front.
Stoops
with a block. Ball on the floor, and... Well, that was interesting as Fortuna was on the floor holding the ball and a Delmar player's leg.
Secured the ball and the leg.
Timeout called by Fortuna, and that gives us a chance to say hello to Sportscaster Club members.
Some more of our Warriors Sportscasters Club members include Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and Brookings. Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. And Crescent Cabinets. Need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets. And Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing matters. And a special thank you to Mr. John Pritchett covering all of basketball duties this conference season and appreciating giving me a little break as life comes our way every once in a while. We got to take a little break.
I know the feeling. Youngest Warrior fan here tonight, young Lucy Joe cheering on Del Norte.
She's got herself a pepperoni stick.
She knows quality dining.
She knows the drill.
Grandma here as well.
Kind of figured out.
Lucy wondering why goofball grandpa can't come down and talk to her. Fortuna with the ball. 2 minutes or a minute 50 to go. Warriors up by six. Cox with it. And they'll line up a three-pointer. No. And rebounded by Del Norte. And a foul will be called on Fortuna. Steinreich pulled down the rebound.
Got a bunch of rebounds, especially on the backside. Doing a great job of stealing the backside rebound.
Savers with the foul. Smith will bring the ball up the court. Down the right side. Stops. Gets it into Stoops on the low block. Puts up a shot and is fouled. And that's exactly what you want your post player to do.
Simple game, huh, John, sometimes?
Sometimes it's real easy as Savers picks up foul number two.
Was it on Savers? No, it was on 15. Is that Savers?
Yeah. Stoops, the junior, dribbling it hard, puts it up, and it's good.
I like the high arcing free throw shot. The confidence right there.
Stoops at 57% this season gets Del Norte a 7-point lead. It wasn't that long ago that it was down to one. Here comes Stutz's second shot. It's up. It's good as well. She looked confident there on both those.
Yeah, great shot.
22-14, traveling but wasn't called. Into the corner, Fortuna. Now back out high. Over to Miles.
Partially blocked.
And rebounded by Del Norte. Smith down the far side, trying to get around the corner. Can't quite get there, but gets it out to Bottega. She launches the three. No. And the ball will go out of bounds. Fortuna's possession. 1:02 to go.
Great look by Chloe Smith all the way across court to find the open Anissa. Just couldn't get it to drop. Right in her first couple shots, kind of gone cold here in the second quarter.
Winner of this game will play in the quarterfinals, most likely on Saturday. As Fortuna launches another three. That one's no good. Rebounded by Smith. Smith down the far sideline. Gets a screen from Steinreich. Now Steinreich gets the ball. Looking to get it inside the Stoops.
Oh.
And the pass actually goes out of bounds. Oh, now they're going to call a foul on the Warriors.
Huh.
Winningham picks up the foul. Third team foul this quarter.
Steinrich tried to find Suits there, just airmailed her, talking to her about it right now.
Cox with the ball, 33 seconds to go in the half. Warriors up 22-14. Cox into the corner to Hayes, then back. Drive, back to Hayes. Ball is stolen by Bottega, and a foul will be called on the Huskies, and that will send Bottega to the line for two in the bonus.
Foul number two, not five.
Bottega goes to the line, 57% this season. And they're going to say it's on Hayes, number
Hayes.
Four.
Oh. Interesting.
Here's the senior. Right-hander puts it up, puts it in. Delmore has been outstanding at the free throw line tonight. Five of eight. 23-14 our score. Make it 24-14.
Nice shot.
A 10-point lead with 15 seconds to go in the half. With the ball, Chittenden loses the handle, hits the floor. Stutes ends up with it, 10 seconds to go. Warriors will try to get the last shot, 5 seconds. Smith shoots, off-balance shot, misses. Tipped out, and the siren goes off. Still, Warriors jumped an early lead. The Huskies responded, got it down to as low as 1 point, 15-14, and then Del Norte went on a 9-0 run to close out the quarter.
Not a pretty second quarter, but I think the most impressive thing is to have that 10-point lead, and Gorbett sat the whole second quarter and will be fresh coming in the third quarter with only two fouls. Warriors had a great, great first quarter, but like you said, establishing the dominance back underneath at the end of the second quarter there, gave him that 9-point run.
We'll be back with the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiachi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiachi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiachi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiachi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiachi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Center Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and the Hiachi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hardwick, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome to the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report. Warriors leading 24-14 here in the opening round of the North Coast Section Division 4 playoffs. And let's take a look at Warrior Focus. And as mentioned just a few moments ago, what a season it has been for the Del Norte High wrestling team. First, the Warriors are able to break through a roadblock named Ukiah this season to capture the North Coast Section Dual Meet Championship for the first time after finishing second to Ukiah four seasons in a row. Then, this past weekend, Del Norte absolutely flexed its collective muscles at the Humboldt Del Norte League Championship held in Eureka. For the second year in a row, the Warriors brought home the championship trophy, waltzing to a overwhelming 84-point victory. That was the difference between themselves and second-place Arcata. Now, taking home individual titles for Del Norte were Colton Chad, Curtis Bartley, Isaac Lopez, and Jules Bates, all for the second year in a row, and Graydon Johnson captured his first title as well. Four other Warriors, Aaron Berger, Ronaldo Martinez, Soren Lewis, and Alex Osborne, placed second in their weight classes. Next up for Del Norte will be the North Coast Section Championships coming up this weekend.
This weekend, and I got the Bartley ended up with the number one seed for North Coast Section, and Chad ended up with the number two seed. We got Jules in there and a couple more, but congratulations to Bartley getting the number one seed. That's a great opportunity, and the two seed, because when you're in those long tournaments like that, when you got a 1 through 16, it's great to get those first couple that hopefully you don't have to work too hard.
Get a quick pin, yeah. I'm on. A little technical problem. Check your cord into your headset. There it is.
Oh, I'm better now.
You're better.
I thought I done lost.
24-14, our score. Warriors in front. And let's take a look at the first half stats. As Warriors led 15-7 at the end of one. And then Del Norte went cold, not only cold, but had a rash of turnovers as Fortuna was able to cut the margin to 15-14. But then Del Norte responded and ended up taking a 10-point lead into the locker room at halftime. For the Huskies, not a lot of scoring, but it is balanced. Bravo has four. Chittenden has three. Sabina Aguilar Arce has three. And Villavazio has two, as does Savers for the Huskies. Del Norte was led by Lauren Stutes, the junior. She has 10. Anisha Batega has 7. Jacqueline Gorbett, who played just limited minutes for Del Norte because of foul problems, she has 4. Brianne Winningham has 2. And Chloe Smith has 1 for Del Norte. Winner of this game advances to the quarterfinals. And most likely it'll be the winner of, don't replay, the winner of the University versus Fort Bragg game, which is going on right now. Do you have an update?
No update on that game yet, but
you have some others.
I got a little bit of update, but with McKinleyville's win, that sets up another HDN quarterfinal game as Arcata will host McKinleyville, and there are 4-5 seeds, so they will host Arcata on Saturday, or Arcata will host McKinleyville on Saturday, and they finished 2-3 in the Big Five.
Arcata got a free pass as their opponent forfeited the game, and that was announced this morning.
And the number 5 seed McKinleyville Panthers defeated Branson earlier tonight, 40-28.
In the Division Three playoffs, Eureka is the number 3 seed. They're the Big Five conference champions. And the Loggers got a bye in the opening round.
Yeah, congratulations to the Loggers in that aspect. I was going to take a look and see if I can find the Eureka Loggers did get the bye. They will be at home on Friday night, and they'll take on Pinole Valley. Pinole Valley defeated Vallejo 70-29, so it should be quite a matchup. Eureka will be hosting in their new gym this year for the first North Coast Section game against Pinole Valley.
Matt, you've coached not at the varsity or JV level, but you know a lot of these kids, not only from Del Norte, but from throughout the North Coast. Why is North Coast girls basketball so good right now?
Well, I can tell you right now, the Beast Factory down in Eureka with Eddie Vanuku and Nick Perez up here, which does the Beast up here in Crescent City, they've done a fantastic job of keeping girls basketball relevant in the offseason.
That's AAU ball.
AAU ball, yes. They keep it very relevant. The kids get out and play. They've already got 4 or 5 teams set up here in Crescent City. They have them all down in the HDN, down in the Humboldt area, and they have the girls exposing them to high-level basketball in the offseason, which is definitely translated into this HDN girls they're a force to be reckoned with in the last 3 or 4 years. And all the girls spread out to different schools, which really is a benefit. It no longer is it one team from Arcata being better than everybody else, because all those AAU programs feed into different schools, which is fantastic in that aspect. All the schools end up with a lot of good players.
Not only did all five members of the Big Five Conference advance, so did all the members of the Little Four, St. Bernard's, or Hoopa Valley, Ferndale, and who am I missing?
South Fork,
thank you. Somebody else. Ferndale, Hoopa Valley,
St. Bernard's. And there's four or five. There's four in the
South Fork.
Four in the Little Four. It's opposite for that.
Yes. That's what threw me off.
But no, you got to love it because these two teams, like I said, off the top, 4 and 5 in the Big Five, but both these teams are capable to beat anybody. Defensively, both these teams did a good job tonight and forcing the other team to have turnovers. It's been a chess match for the fourth time playing each other. This is exactly what you see. But I can tell you what, with Eureka, Arcata, and McKinleyville up on top, both teams advanced to the quarterfinals, and Eureka got the bye. Expect these teams to make a run.
Briefly, key second half for Del Norte, leading 24-14 at halftime.
Continue the dominance in the paint and stay out of foul trouble. It's going to be huge because Winningham, Gorbett, and Stutes, all three of them, are definitely have a big mismatch underneath when it comes to athleticism. Keep them out of foul trouble. Keep banging the boards. Keep shooting the ball from the outside, and Easton and them have got to shoot it. And for Tom Chapman, weather the storm. This kid's got, they got to keep shooting.
This has been the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report, the Hiachi Hamlet, where they have hot drinks and cold snacks. They have cold drinks and hot snacks. They have everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiachi Hamlet, look at it on U.S. Highway 199 in
Hiachi.
Fortuna starts the second half with the ball, trailing by 10 with the is Cox. She'll dribble, get it inside. Ball is stolen by Gorbett, picked up by Stutes, then back to Gorbett, down the right side of the court. She'll stop, pop, misses everything, but there is Smith, and her shot is no good, but she is fouled and will shoot two.
Opportunistic rebound on the backside there by Chloe Smith, but she got it right back up.
Murad Bravo gets the foul. Smith goes to the line. She's 1 for 2 there tonight, 51% for the season. That one hits the front rim, hits the glass, and then drops through the cylinder. Warriors extend the lead to 11.
Big first 4 minutes of the third quarter here for the home team.
Second one is no good and tracked down by Chittenden of Fortuna. She'll take the ball herself. Runner goes up, hits the glass, nothing else. Fortuna eventually tracks down the loose ball. Pass around the horn. That's Bravo with it, tightly guarded by Bottega. Inside, and Stutes picks up her second foul and will send Sabres to the line for two.
Well, body check on the baseline right there.
Stutes said, you're going to have to earn it at the free throw line.
Ray Rook in the house.
Former head football coach of Del Norte High.
Takes his way in.
Shot is up, and no.
Good.
Oh, did it drop?
Yep.
Okay. 25-15. Stutes comes out. Winningham comes back in. Stutes now with two fouls. Here's the second one by Savers. The left-hander nails that one as well and cuts the lead to single digits. 25-16 with 7:20 to go in the third quarter on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Warrior Athletics here on KPOD, Crescent City. Gorbett drives, puts it off the glass, too strong, gets her own rebound. Her shot is blocked, gets it again. Her shot is blocked again, tracks it down one more time, dribbles out of trouble, into the far side corner, reverses, puts it up with her left hand, shot's blocked again, tracks it down, and finally kicks it out, and the Warriors will set things up. Bottega with the three-pointer from the top of the key. Bingo! Anisha Bottega has 10. The Warriors' lead is 12. Inside to Bravo, then kicks it out. Three-point shot. Good. From Melissa Miles, her first points of the night.
Miles answers back.
28-19, 6.5 to go on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Chloe Smith with the ball, weaving her way. Gets in the paint, kicks it out to Bottega. She'll line up the three, lets it fly. No. But Smith tracks down the loose ball. gets it back. Her three-pointer on the way. Rolls around and drops.
Used every part of the rim, but that one went in.
31-19, Del Norte in front. Warriors trying to advance to the quarterfinal. Ball tipped away. Coming up with it is Smith. Nice defensive play by the senior, and then it's poked out of bounds. Warriors will keep possession.
Justin Siena is well on their way to a victory. They're up 40-8 in the third quarter against Lower Lake. A little lopsided one there in Division Four.
Bottega with the ball, dribbling with her right hand, and she's fouled a long ways from the basket. That's Kaylee Chittenden with her second. Bottega will inbound to Smith. Then gets it back. She'll take the long three-pointer. Just a step outside of range, but there's Gorbett with the ball. Goes up strong off the glass. No good. Battle for it. Fortuna comes up with it. 3-on-2 fast break. Inside. Shot goes up. And shot goes in for Chittenden. She's got 5. And it's a 10-point Warrior lead. Bottega with the ball to Smith. Right in front of the Warrior bench. Dribbling with her left hand. Takes it to the top of the key. Has it poked away, but it goes right to Bottega. Now to Gorbett. Spins, gets in the paint, puts it up, and it drops.
Nice look by Gorbett right there. Nice little spin move. Confidence with that jumper.
Gorbett has 6. Delmert's lead back out to 12. Far side corner. That's Chittenden. She gives it up. Gets it back. Now inside, poked away. Fortuna keeps possession. Double team. Kicked out. Foul will be called against the Warriors.
Somebody's got to put their foot on the line there so they know she can't keep going by you.
Winningham gets her second foul of the evening. Fresh shot clock. And the Huskies will inbound. Outside, three-point shot. No. And Bottega eventually comes down with the rebound almost at center court. And foul, a blocking foul will be called against Chittenden in her third. And Kaylee not happy about it.
Great job by Anissa going down the sideline there and creating that contact, so they call it.
But they get it inbound and gets it to Smith. Warriors up 33-21. They led by 10 at halftime. Gorbett gets the ball. She's looking to score. Kicks it back to Smith. She drives. Hands it off. And eventually there is Gorbett, but her shot misses. And rebounded by Fortuna. Drive, kick out, drive, shot, no good, rebounded by Gorbett. She's double-teamed, but works her way out of trouble. Gets a screen from Steinruck, over to Smith, Smith right side, off the glass, No good, rebounded by Sabres of Fortuna. Both teams have suddenly gone cold, Warriors leading 33-21, we're halfway through the third quarter. On the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard, Delmer in front here in this opening round game of the North Coast Section Division 4 playoffs. Shot up, good. Mariah Bravo now has 6, and the lead is back to 10. Just like we started this quarter. Smith with the ball, dribbling with her left hand, far side. There's Steinruck. Outside, now inside to Gorbett. Spins, puts up a hook shot, no good. And picked up by Winningham. Gorbett goes strong again, and that time her layup goes.
Great hustle by Winningham and Gorbett underneath. Another 8 bucket for the Warriors.
A hustle points there. Gorbett has 8. Inside, back out, into the corner. Now inside, back out. Far side now. As the Huskies being very, very patient, but the ball's poked away. And we're going to have a jump ball, and it will be Warriors possession.
Winningham doing a good job battling for that loose ball.
3:01 left to play here in the third. Warriors up 35-23. Nisha Bottega with the ball. Will dribble right in front of the Del Norte bench. Reverses direction now. Gets it to Winningham. Puts it up with the left hand, but a little bit too strong. And the Huskies will come down with it. Far side to Cox. She'll drive. Kick it out. Far side to Chittenden. Her three-pointer is way short. And great hustle by Smith, but the ball goes out of bounds. Wholesale changes for the Huskies. Del Norte coach Dylan Nelson has been a little more judicious with his substitutes tonight. Huskies to inbound and almost stolen by Del North, but it will stay Fortuna's ball. Nice hustle by Steinreich. Cox looking to get it in, and she'll send it way outside to Bravo, and the Huskies will set up their offense, which has been very patient and relying a great deal on three-point shots, and they've not had many fall. I'm almost running out. That's Bravo. She'll put up the shot, and they're going to say it is a shot clock violation against the Huskies.
Side of the backboard doesn't help you there.
Got to hit the iron. 35-23, Delmar in front, looking to advance in the postseason. Bottega with the ball, gets a screen from Winningham. Three-pointer on the way, no. But rebounded by Gorbett. She'll put it back up, off the glass and in.
Another easy bucket on a rebound by Gorbett.
Gorbett has 6 points this quarter. Warriors up 37-23, their biggest lead of the night. Drive and a blocking foul will be called on Del North, as Gorbett just picked up her third foul of the evening. Non-shooting. McQuillan comes in, and Gorbett goes out with 1:50 remaining here in the third. And the Warriors up 37-23.
Oh.
Wide open.
What?
That was Villavasio.
Way too easy.
Del North had a missed assignment inside of Winningham. She gives it right to Gorbett off the glass. No, excuse me. That is McQuillan. Her first points of the night. Warriors going with a little full court press and then back off. 90 seconds to go.
Great pass by Winningham there.
Inside. Into the paint for the Huskies. Shot goes up. It does not go. Tipped around, and it will be. And it looks like we're going to go jump ball. It's neither official had a good view of who touched it last. Fortuna gets the ball with 1:16 to go. Cox will inbound for the Huskies. Sends it way out, and he goes back in and kicked out to Bravo. She'll drive, gets cut off nicely by the Warriors. Three-pointer is no good. Battle for it. Who's going to come up with it? It will be Fortuna. 1 minute to go in the quarter. Shot goes up. Three-point shot by Cox is good. And that cuts the lead to 11. 50 seconds to go.
Fortuna not wanting to go away here.
Smith with the ball, dribbling with her left hand on the far side. Gets a screen from Steinreich. She'll drive, finds a lane, puts it up, and she's fouled. Two shots.
She got two picks on the way to the basket right there. Kimora getting her first action coming in on the break.
Smith, 2 for 4 tonight. Now she is 3 for 5. Kimora McCovey comes in for Del North. And Winningham will come out with her three fouls. 37 seconds left. 40-28 our score. Del North in front. Second shot is also good.
Steal.
And unfortunately, the ball goes through the legs of McQuillan and out of bounds.
So we got the steal and just tried to force it a little bit instead of pulling it back out.
Full court pressure by Del North, something they have not done a lot of this season, but it's been fairly effective so far against Fortuna. Outside, that's Bravo. She'll launch the three. No good. Rebounded by Del North. Warriors can play for the last shot. And Del North stepped out of bounds. Now we'll give Fortuna a chance to steal some momentum with 13.7 seconds to go. They get it inbounds, and a foul will be called against McQuillan.
Silly.
So if Del North commits another foul in the next 11.4 seconds, it will be shooting. Now the officials are going to get together and discuss something. Veteran officiating crew, Tim Pop and Tyrone Bacchus, Coach Dylan Nelson of Del North telling his team no fouls. They inbound, get it to Cox. Far side to Olsen. They're going to work it around. There's the three-point shot. Misses everything. Rebounded by Del North. And the Warriors will go into the fourth quarter leading 41-28. A terrific third stanza for Del North, as the Warriors are now just a quarter away from advancing to the quarterfinals in the North Coast Section Division IV playoffs. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del North Sports.
Del North Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Curry Equipment, Del North Office Supply, Del North Tire, and Eco Nutrients.
Listen to Del North Warrior Games online at DelNorthSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del North Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Elk Valley Casino, England Marine Supply, H&R Block, and Hambro WSG.
Listen to Del North Warrior Games online at DelNorthSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
A balanced scoring attack has led Del North to a 41-28 lead over Fortuna here in the first round of the North Coast Section Division IV playoffs. John Pritchett, John Horner with you here at TuneIn Gymnasium. Anisha Batega has 10, Jacqueline Gorbett has 10, Lauren Stutz has 10, and the Warriors leading by 13 with 8 minutes to go.
Three in double digits after the third. That's great scoring.
And Warriors will start the fourth quarter not only with the lead, but also with the ball. Del North trying to knock off the Huskies for the fourth time in as many opportunities tonight. Ball goes into Batega. She'll drive baseline. And traveling will be called against the senior.
Kamora, we're on a different page there. Anissa was going to dump it off, but ended up holding on to it.
Bravo bring the ball up court for the Huskies. Goes to the right side. Finds Olsen. Then over to Fonseca, who's in the game. Her shot is no good. And Fortuna comes down with the offensive rebound. Kicks it out to Olsen. She'll drive, puts it up off the glass, tips around, no good. Battle for it. And save, no. As Batega stepped on the end line trying to save the ball.
Good hustle.
Miles will inbound. Way outside to Fonseca, who gives it to Bravo. They're going to work it around. Back to Bravo now. Tries to penetrate. Kicks it out. Del North in that tight 2-3 zone. Shot goes up. Blocked. No good. Shot's no good. And it's out of bounds off Del North. 16 seconds to shoot as the ball never hit the rim.
Good job. Good minutes down below for Koipa and Kimura right now. Battle in the paint.
Miles to inbound. Kicks it out. Now back to Miles, dribbles once, puts it off the glass. Nice play by Melissa Miles.
Pretty ball fake, one dribble. And here comes Houston winning. Next dead ball.
Chloe Smith with the ball, dribbling the left hand to the left side of the court. Fires it over to Steinruck. He'll launch the three. No good. And Warriors come up with the offensive rebound. To Batega, she'll launch the three. No good. Ball is tipped around. Warriors come up with it, and we're going to have a jump ball. And it will be Fortuna's ball. 41-30 our score, 6:41 to go. 11-point lead for Del North. On the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Del North wins. They'll play on Saturday, almost undoubtedly, and almost undoubtedly against University down in San Francisco.
You know, they got a player getting a ride to Pitt University. That ought to be interesting.
The University of Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Three-point shot on the way. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound by the Huskies. Misses. Another offensive rebound. And now the Huskies set things up again. Three-point shot, no good. Tipped around, and Batega eventually comes up with it. Head up, looking down the court. Quick pass to Smith. Her three-point shot is short, and the Huskies come up with it. Fortuna, fast break. Over to Chittenden. She takes her shot and misses. Another offensive, defensive rebound by Bottega, the shortest player on the court. Gets a screen. Goes baseline. Tries to get it inside. And we're going to have a jump ball called, and this time Del North gets the possession.
A little sloppy here to start the fourth quarter. I both
all of a sudden, Fortuna's got a little bit more pep in its step than Del North. They're getting every offensive rebound and loose ball. They just have not been able to turn it into much points. Ball is inbounded, and Bottega gets it. Now Smith drives, puts up the shot. She's fouled, and will go to the line for a pair of free throws.
She's been in the line quite a bit. How many free throws she shot now?
I will tell you here in a second as Faith Helms picks up the foul. Smith will get two. She is 4 of 6 at the line tonight. And she is now 4 of 7 at the line tonight. Bliss Blackburn comes in for the Warriors. The talented sophomore replaces Steinruck, who I think has played the entire game. Here comes Smith second. That one is no good. And Fortuna comes up with the ball. They'll fast break. Bodies flying everywhere. Oh. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Stuntz, who's now Stutz dribbling the ball herself. Hands it off to Bottega, who loses the handle. Will go the other way. Shot goes up, and it falls in for Melissa Miles. And it's suddenly a 9-point lead for Del North. Bottega splits the defenders, then reverses direction. Going to take a little time off the clock.
That's a great job right there.
4:57 to go. Bottega will take the long 2-pointer, misses, and we're going to have a foul on Del North.
Winningham is going to pick it up.
And that is going to be her third. Both teams have one team foul as Gorbett comes back in and Winningham comes out.
Anytime Winningham gets a foul for a hustle play, I always like it. Like
McQuillan comes back in as well as Blackburn stays in. She was headed to the bench and they said, no, no, you're up here now in the 2-3. Del North leading by 9. Inside, out. Fortuna has just not been able to hit many three-pointers tonight to make that offense effective. They get it inside, then back out, and that's going to be traveling as Savers moved her feet prior to dribbling the ball.
Warriors really got to start valuing their possessions. Too many quick shots.
Token full-court pressure by Fortuna. Del North easily breaks it. Smith with the ball, has the ball tipped out of her hands and out of bounds. 4:24 to go. 41-32 our score on the Sudacos Hospital scoreboard. Del North trying to punch it, stick it in the second round, but instead, turnover by the Warriors, and a blocking foul will be called on the Warriors. McQuillan picks up number 2.
That was a tough one. What do you think on that one, though?
I thought it was good call. I don't think she ever established legal guarding position.
Gotcha. You're an official. We're going to go with that.
Shooted him with two free throws. First one is short.
What's that like? Gene Steratos in the NFL, right? Let's go to the official.
Here's the second free throw, and that one eventually works its way in. And timeout is called by Fortuna with 4:19 to go, and the Warriors leading 41-33.
Some more of our Warriors Sportscaster's club members include Del North Ambulance, dedicated to serving our community. Elk Valley Casino, get in the game. Prime Rib Wednesdays, only $25 per plate. Lisa McCown, State Farm Agent, like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. Chimney Craft, working for you since 1992, trying to keep you warm and happy. And Chawo Benz and Hartwig. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm.
Just like we saw in the second quarter, Del North has come out ice cold here in the fourth, going 3 minutes and some odd seconds without a point here in the fourth quarter. Fortuna has outscored Del Norte 5-0 with 4:19 to go. And Warriors, what had been a 41-28 lead going into the fourth quarter has been whittled down to 41-33.
Fortuna's done a great job. Coach Chapman's kept his girls in it and battling. There's no give up on that squad. Already losing to Del Norte three times this year and down by 13 at the end of three quarters. They're still getting after it right now. He got a chance to cut into that lead here.
And he's gotten some quality minutes from his bench tonight.
Absolutely.
Warriors have the ball.
Full court pressure. By Fortuna now, man-to-man, full court pressure.
Warriors get the ball to Stutes in the corner. Quick pass. And the Warriors break the pressure. That's Blackburn, the sophomore. Tightly guarded outside. Now she'll drive. Quick pass inside to Stutes. Stutes ends up with it, and they're going to say she traveled. And that was one where Blackburn probably should have went ahead and just taken the shot. She had a clear pass.
Or just feed out.
Steinruck comes back in. Blackburn comes out, as does McQuillan. Warriors in the 2-3. Out to Chittenden. She'll drive. Puts it up. Block shot is blocked by Stutes.
Low down.
But take it with the ball. Tried to get it inside to Stutes, and her pass is picked off. But Delmer returns the favor.
Low down.
As Gorbett weaves her way, puts up a shot. It goes.
Tell Gorbett to slow down. Go ahead and give it a shot, John.
No. Nice shot. 43-33. 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Delmer in front. Bravo, we'll launch a three. Bingo.
Big shot for the Huskies.
43-36. Full court pressure being applied. Bottega breaks the pressure. Goes all the way to the far side corner. Now works her way back out inside to Stutes. Left side. She's fouled and will shoot two.
Great look by Anissa right there. And Stutes did a great job of gathering herself and going up strong and getting the foul. No off balance about Stutes on that one. She just one hard dribble went straight up hard.
Stutes, 2 for 2 at the line tonight. She's got 10 points. The junior puts it up. Does not go.
I asked Stutes on last Saturday. I said, ready for softball? And she looked at me because she's one of the standout softballers. She says, no, coach. We're ready for basketball still. It's playoff time. So she was pumped up, ready to go.
51% shooter gets ready for her second. Statistics say she'll make this, but she doesn't. And the lead stays 43-36, approaching 3 minutes to go. Fortuna with the ball. That's Bravo. Kicks it out to Cox. Inside and finds a wide open Olsen.
Down to five.
And down to 43-38. Smith with the ball. Inside to Stutes. High off the glass and in. Stutes has 12, and the lead goes back out to 45-38, 2:40 remaining here in this playoff game. And Bottega kicked the ball, 2:39 to go. And timeout will be called by Del Norte.
Nope.
They didn't give it to him. Bravo with the ball. Over to Miles. She'll launch the three. No good. Battle for it, and it's Bottega with another rebound. She went up between two taller Fortuna players and came down with the ball. And timeout now is called by Coach Dylan Nelson. 2:23 to go. Warriors lead 45-38.
Warrior Sportscasters Club members include Del Norte Office Supply for all your office supplies and furniture and gifts too. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors. Eco-Nutrients, local organic fertilizer for the backyard gardener in you. Valvoline Henry Car Wash, get the works car wash across from Fred Meyer. And McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. You were not me.
No.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. You got a crew in here.
Del Norte leading 45-38, a win tonight sends Del Norte into the quarterfinals of the North Coast Section Division IV playoffs, where they will play either University of San Francisco, not University of San Francisco, University High of San Francisco. Or Fort Bragg. Do we have a score?
No score on that one. I'm going to work on it. Maybe if I go to NFHS online.
McKinleyville won tonight. Arcata won via forfeit. So we know at least three teams will advance into the quarterfinals in the Big Five Conference, with Eureka getting a bye in the Division III bracket. Garbett to inbound, near half court, gets it to Bottega. The senior dribbling with her right hand. Now Delner's going to take some time off, gets a screen from Stutes. Ball is stolen by Fortuna, and Cox will have an easy layup, which she makes. And it's a five-point lead for Del Norte with exactly 2 minutes remaining in regulation. Warriors led by as many as 14. Tried to get the ball inside to Stutes. Instead, it's going to be stolen and a fast break going the other way. Layup is missed, but rebounded by Fortuna. That one's missed as well. And there is Sinte Steinruck with a critical rebound. Gorbett with the ball. Reverses direction, gets it across the timeline, but her tip out of bounds. 1:36 to go. Fortuna has refused to give up.
Crappy.
When it looked like all was lost, the Huskies have battled back and taken advantage of some Delmar miscues. Bottega with the ball. It's knocked out of bounds.
14 on the shot clock.
91 seconds on the game clock. 45-40. On the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard, Bottega gets the ball. She'll drive, gets in the paint. Inside to Stutes, puts it up and in.
Easy bucket, right dish by Anissa.
Stutes has 14. Delnor's lead is 7. Inside. And a blocking foul will be called on Stutes. That's just her third. 1:16 to go. Warriors trying to punch their ticket into the quarterfinals. Ball is inbounded, kicked out to Bravo. She'll take the three and rattles it in, and timeout is called by Fortuna. And the clock continued to run there for a few seconds. I don't know if anybody noticed it. 1:10 left, 47-43, Delnord in front.
Your Warriors Sportscasters Club members include Morjon Parts and Services for one-on-one service and support with the winning edge. See the team at Morjon Parts and Services. L&L Design and Construction, commercial and residential construction license, California and Oregon. And Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. And Crescent City Les Schwab Tire, doing the right thing matters.
Fortuna has outscored Del Norte this quarter 15-6, and the result is what had been a comfortable lead is now a unsteady 47-43 margin. Warriors still in front, but the outcome still in doubt.
Yeah, just weather the storm here. Warriors got to try to maintain, get good look, don't turn the ball over.
Warriors 0-for-4 at the foul line this quarter. Mariah Bravo of the Huskies, a pair of three-pointers to shoot the Huskies back into this game. Warriors have knocked off Fortuna three times this season, and the Warriors have won the past seven times these two teams have met. Full court pressure being applied by the Huskies. Gorbett will inbound. Underneath the Fortuna basket, Bravo being the defensive. Gets it in to Bottega. Quick pass back to Gorbett. She gets across the timeline back to Bottega. She'll put up the wild shot that does not go, but there is Lauren Stutes. Puts up the shot, misses, but gets fouled and will go to the line.
She's building Anissa out on that one. She smiles.
Chittenden gets her fourth foul. And now Stutes goes back to the line. She's 2-for-4 tonight. She missed her last two. Puts it up. Puts it in.
Big shot.
That is a huge 5-point lead with 1:04 to go. Two dribbles. One more dribble. Then two more dribbles. It's up. looks good, is good. 49-43, Fortuna pushes the pace. Ball is almost thrown away, but tracked down. Then they get it to Bravo, inside, back out. That's shitted in, she drives. Wild shot, and goes in.
A little cute.
Warriors quickly inbound. Bottega with it. She's double-teamed and is fouled with 45 seconds to go. Bravo picks up her third.
Next one will be bonus for the Warriors.
Smith inbound, looking, gets it to Stutes. Stutes almost turned it over, and a foul will be called on Fortuna. Chittenden just picked up her fifth foul.
I don't think Stutes was expecting to get the ball in midcourt there.
So Kaylee Chittenden checks out 5, 6, 7 with 8 points tonight. 40.2 seconds left. 49-45 our score. Stutes just made two in a row. Stutes could not have been any more pure with that shot.
Barely touched the net. That thing came straight down.
50-45. 40.2 seconds to go. Here comes the junior second shot. The right-hander puts it up. It does not go. And rebounded by Fortuna. Clock moving. Almost 30 seconds. Back out. Looking for a shot. Bravo will drive. Kicks it back out. Clock running. Down less than 30. Three-point shot on the way. No good. Tracking it down is Jacqueline Gorbett. Has the ball stolen from behind, but she is fouled. Will go to the line with a chance to ice this game.
What a great job by Gorbett. Great hustle. Lost the handle there and got bailed out by one of the Huskies.
It'll be Jacqueline's first time to the line tonight. Chance to make it a three-possession game. First one is good. She's got 13. 51-45, 20.9 seconds to go. Warriors trying to get into the quarterfinals. Second one is also good. And timeout will be called by Fortuna with 20.3 seconds to go, and the Warriors up by 7. It looks like Del Norte will have weathered the storm.
Like I said, we're talking to Tom Chapman, that university squad, pretty good at number 2 seed, but what a great job by the Warriors tonight just to get the opportunity. The fourth place team in the Big 5, and they're ready to head to the quarterfinals here if they can just hold on.
Stutes with 7 points this quarter, 17 for the game. That's a career high for the junior.
Like I said at the top of the show, it's the points in the paint that was going to be the big difference tonight, and Stutes has done a great job of getting those points. Warriors doing a great job of dominating the boards tonight.
So the quarterfinals will be Saturday. We expect it to be at University High in San Francisco. Unless Fort Bragg pulls off a major upset from a 15 seed.
Never know. Weirder things have happened. Siena is final now. They did defeat Lower Lake. That means the three seed did defeat the 14.
And that game, the Del Norte game, if Del Norte can survive the next 20 seconds, will be broadcast live here on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. Bravo with the ball. She'll launch the three with 12 seconds to go. Misses, goes out of bounds, and it will be Del Norte's ball. 9.1 seconds left.
Got to get her inbounded. Find Anissa right there. Quick.
And that's what they do. And she is quickly fouled with 8 seconds to go. So Anissa will go to the line. She's got 10 tonight.
You're thinking, Coach Tom Chapman, you're thinking, man, if we could have just ended up with against one of the 8 or 9 seeds, right? Instead of Del Norte again. But what a great run for this squad. I mean, look, think about it. The majority of their losses are 2, all the HDN team, 4 times Del Norte this year.
I believe they were 14-4. As Bottega makes them both, and Fortuna will raise the white flag. Shot goes up as the buzzer goes off. And give Mariah Bravo her third three-pointer of the night, but it will not be enough as Delmort advances into the quarterfinals of the North Coast Section Division IV playoffs with a 54-48 win over Fortuna. We'll be back with the post-game show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmort Sports.
It's time now for the Delmort Warrior Game of the Week post-game show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Delmort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, and More John, Inc.
Listen to Delmort Warrior Game online at DelmortSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
In this ever-changing business environment, it's refreshing to have an insurance agent that's local. At Western Valley Insurance, the team prides themselves in being part of our community, and they appreciate it when you choose to do business with them. If you're considering a change or would like to discuss business or workers' comp insurance, please call Robin, Regina, or Kendra. They'll put their experience and knowledge into providing you with a competitive quote that actually fits your needs. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes a difference. Call 707-465-5999.
Delmort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Delmort Warrior Game online at DelmortSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Sutter Coast Hospital offers urology care with urologist Dr. Robin Zagoni, a graduate of OHSU. Dr. Zagoni has over 20 years of experience specializing in kidney stones, prostate enlargement, and prostate cancer, bladder cancer, kidney and testicular tumors, vasectomy, and vasectomy reversal. Dr. Zagoni is taking new patients at Sutter Coast Health Center in Brookings. Please call 541-469-9205 for an appointment.
Delmort knocks off Fortuna for the fourth time this season. This one, 54-48 in the opening round of the North Coast Section Division IV playoffs. John Pritchett, John Horner with you here in Tunin Gymnasium. And it was a coast-to-coast victory for the Warriors, although it got a little bit tight toward the end.
Well, you know, I honestly thought it was going to be tighter. I thought the Warriors did a good job of weathering the storms. But, man, that Fortuna Husky team, scrappy, did not want to give away that fourth game against the Warriors this year. But I can tell you what, the seniors, the juniors on this Warriors squad did a great job of stealing the victory, athletically doing a good job, and really dominating the paint.
Warriors jumped out to an early lead. They led 15-7 after one. Came out cold in the second quarter as Fortuna was able to cut the lead to one. Delmort responded in the final couple minutes and led by 10 at halftime, 24-14. Warriors expanded that lead out to 41-28 after three. But then it was the Warriors again going ice cold as Fortuna at one point had outscored Delmort 15-6. But the Warriors' key tonight for Delmort was the free throw line. They came in averaging just 48% from the free throw line as a team tonight. They hit 16 of 26, 61%. You can make the case that's where they won the contest.
Absolutely. At the free throw line and in the paint. And that's playoff basketball, right? I mean, that's playoff ball right there.
For Fortuna, they were led by Mariah Bravo, who had 15 points, nine of those coming in the fourth quarter. Kaylee Chittenden had eight before she fouled out. Melissa Miles had seven, all those coming in the second half. Allie Cox had five, four each for Emily Savers and Geraldine Villavazio. Sabina Aguilar Arsnea had three, and then 2 points for Tatiana Olson. Playing but not scoring was Faith Hills as well as Alaya Fonseca. For Delmort, they were led by Lauren Stutes, who had a career-high 17 points tonight. almost all of them from point-blank range, as Del Norte's guards did a wonderful job of feeding the post player the ball in a place where she could score it with ease.
Absolutely, and the big rebounds by all the bigs. Great job by Stu.
Jacqueline Gorbett had 14 for the Warriors. Anisha Batega came through with 10. Chloe Smith added 7, 2 each for Koipa McQuillan, as well as Brianne Winningham, playing but not scoring, Kimora McCovey, as well as Bliss Blackburn, and surprisingly, Cynthia Steinruck, however, she made her presence felt on the rebounding column.
On the boards and defensively, did a great job, but what a great job by Gorbett with the 14, and you got to think, I thought Coach Dylan Nelson did a great job of sparing Gorbett the minutes tonight, only playing about half the game and scoring that 14 points. I think that's something he's got to do a little bit more down the stretch. If he can rest those guys, it'd be great to have them down the stretch.
Our McDonald's player of the game, we have to give it to the junior. Lauren Stutes came into the game averaging 7.3, finished with 17, career high for Lauren Stutes. And she probably, if she's going to go to McDonald's, she probably needs to take her guards with her, because they really set her up in some easy places. Lauren Stutes, our McDonald's player of the game. Visit McDonald's after the game tonight. Grab yourself a Big Mac, maybe a milkshake, certainly some fries. Are you one of those people who put French fries into the milkshake?
No.
No?
No. I see that, though. That happens. That happens quite a bit.
McDonald's of Crescent City. I'm loving it. Dun-dun-dun-dun. There we go. I'm legally required to do that. Warriors' next game will be most likely, almost assuredly, on Saturday in the quarterfinals of the Division IV playoffs. Almost undoubtedly against University High of San Francisco. That game will be down in San Francisco. You can listen to it live on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. You seem to know a little bit about University.
University, I do know a little bit. They have a standout player that's got a full ride scholarship Division I, so Warriors are going to have their hands full. They like to get up and down the floor, and they like to score in transition. So Del Norte's going to have their hands full, and the player is a guard, but she is a 6-foot guard.
Wow.
So it'll be tough. It'll be a Gorbett matchup, I guarantee you. And Jacqueline will have her hands full, but I think she's up for the task, along with Cynthia Steinruck guarding out on the perimeter, even a taller player like that. So I'm sure Coach Dylan Nelson will do his homework, and they'll be ready for Saturday.
Del Norte improves to 16-9 overall this season with this win. The final score, Warriors 54, Fortuna 48. Final thoughts, big guy.
I like the Warriors' chance down below, especially the way they're playing defensively. They just got to show up and take care of the ball and weather the storm against the higher-seeded teams.
That should wrap things up here at TuneIn Gymnasium. A fancy tip of the hat to our engineer, Mark, back at the KPOD World Headquarters. From Mad Dog John Horner, Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Michael Wilson, and the entire Bicoastal Media family. I'm John Pritchett. Thank you so very, very much for listening tonight and all season. And please remember, when you get the opportunity, stop in and say thank you to the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. These are the community businesses that make Warrior Athletics on the radio possible here on KPOD and DelNorteSports.com. Once again, our final score, Del Norte 54, Fortuna 48, Warriors advance in the North Coast Section Division IV playoffs. They'll play Saturday. Time and location and team to be announced. Thank you so much, everybody. Take care, drive safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to Del Norte Warrior Basketball. And Del Norte Warrior Basketball is brought to you by Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Glass, Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, Eco Nutrients, Elk Valley Casino, Ingle Marine Supply, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, Morjon Inc., Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and Hiuchi Hamlet. You've been listening to a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.